Better PointsBet takeover causing regulatory friction in Australia. The takeover battle for PointsBet has escalated, prompting intervention from Australia's takeovers panel. It has now issued interim orders restraining Better from distributing its bidder's statement to PointsBet shareholders. The panel's decision followed allegations that the documentation associated with Better's offer lacked full and accurate disclosure. This development emerged after PointsBet formally raised concerns with the panel on July 29, claiming that the offer materials included misleading information and failed to meet regulatory standards for transparency. PointsBet is currently the target of two competing takeover bids, one from Mixi Australia, a Japanese-owned entity that holds a significant existing stake in the company, and the other from Better, a wagering business with Australian and Canadian operations. MIXI's proposal is a board-recommended all-cash offer, while Better has issued an unsolicited all-stock proposal. The two offers differ not only in structure but also in valuation methodology and shareholder incentives, creating regulatory and competitive tension around the acquisition process. Better recently revised its offer, increasing the exchange ratio to 4.22 Better shares for each PointsBet share, effectively valuing PointsBet at $1.35 per share. This marks a notable increase from the initial proposal, which offered 3.81 Better shares per PointsBet share, or AUD 1.22. Better has indicated that this revised offer will take effect on or shortly after the formal offer opens, and positioned the new terms as superior to MIXI's cash offer of $1.20 per share. Despite the increased valuation, PointsBet has maintained that Better's presentation of the offer is misleading. The company argues that the stated value of the offer lacks sufficient explanation of the underlying assumptions and market sensitivities that impact the actual worth of the shares being offered. PointsBet also claims that key elements of the proposal, particularly those concerning projected synergies, contain material inaccuracies and are presented in a way that does not reflect a balanced view of the potential outcomes. Better offer may violate Australian regulations. One of the central issues raised by PointsBet involves Better's proposed $80 million selective share buyback, a scheme designed to support its original offer. PointsBet contends that this arrangement effectively introduces a cash component into what was presented as an all-stock offer. This created an inducement that violates Australian regulations around takeover conduct. The company has further alleged that the timing and publicity surrounding the buyback inflated Better's share price, potentially breaching rules around minimum bid pricing. Additional regulatory concerns focus on the level of disclosure provided by Better's executive chairman, Matthew Tripp. PointsBet has accused Tripp of failing to fully disclose the extent of his and his associates' voting power in the business. This lack of transparency, the company argues, undermines the integrity of the takeover process and impedes an informed and competitive market for control of PointsBet. At present, Mixi Australia holds a 24.5% stake in PointsBet, along with an additional 0.7% held through an institutional acceptance facility. Better's current stake stands at 19.6%. Better lodged its initial bidder's statement on July 16 and issued notice of an extraordinary general meeting scheduled for shareholders to vote on the selective buyback proposal on July 24. In defense of its offer, Better has reiterated its belief in the strategic logic of merging with PointsBet. The company maintains that the combination of both businesses would unlock material value and drive profitable expansion in the Australian betting market. Better also expressed the expectation that PointsBet's board would reconsider its current support for MIXI's cash offer in light of the revised proposal. The takeovers panel has ruled that Better must not dispatch its bidder's statement until a final decision is made, proceedings are resolved, or a period of 2 months has passed. PointsBet is now seeking final orders that would restrain the selective buyback, mandate a revised bidder's statement that corrects the alleged disclosure failures, and compel Tripp to fully disclose his ownership interests and voting power within the company.